Carmakers agree to make electric cars noisier by Peter Valdez de Pena. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Jesse Hartle. From the editor, the following article was taken from CNNMoney.com after its posting on May 20, 2010. It reports on the Joint Industry and Blindness Community Agreement to have the terms of our legislative proposal advanced in Congress. Provisions of our original legislation have now been incorporated into the Motor Vehicle Safety Act of 2010, H.R. 5381, and its Senate companion, which is broader legislation that addresses the recently published difficulties with Toyota cars. At this writing, we are optimistic that having our quiet car language incorporated into this mainstream legislation promises great potential for its passage later this fall. Monitor readers should stay tuned for any additional direction issued from Jesse Hartle, NFB Government Programs Specialist. He is primarily responsible for our advocacy of this legislation. Here is the article. Automakers and advocates for the blind have agreed on a plan to address an unintended problem caused by electric and hybrid cars. They endanger sight-impaired and distracted pedestrians because they make no noise when running on electric power. The groups joined together to present Congress with a proposal for minimum noise levels that future electric cars would have to make. Sometimes even sighted pedestrians can be unaware of the car's approach. As a person who walks my dog in Virginia, where there are no sidewalks, I've been startled by hybrid cars too, said Gloria Berquist, vice president of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. A study done last year by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration showed that hybrid cars tend to hit pedestrians more often than other cars in situations where the approaching car cannot be seen. The AAM, along with the Association of International Automobile Manufacturers, the American Council of the Blind, and the National Federation of the Blind, presented Congress with suggested language that could become part of the Motor Safety Act of 2010, a bill now moving through Congress that would create a host of new auto safety rules. The proposed language would have NHTSA create a new safety standard for electrically powered cars involving some sort of minimum sound required when operating at low speeds. At higher speeds, wind and tire noise are typically enough to make the car detectable. The sound couldn't be just anything. For instance, vehicle owners would not be able to customize the sound of their car the same way they can download ringtones for cell phones. That's specifically prohibited in the proposed rule. Instead, car manufacturers would provide an approved sound or set of sounds for a given make and model of car. It would be up to NHTSA to set the minimum noise level a vehicle would have to make at given speeds and to determine what sort of sounds would be allowed. The sounds would need to communicate something about the car's speed and acceleration, just as the sound of a rumbling gasoline engine does. Consider a charitable gift. Making a charitable gift can be one of the most satisfying experiences in life. Each year, millions of people contribute their time, talent, and treasure to charitable organizations. When you plan for a gift to the National Federation of the Blind, you are not just making a donation, you are leaving a legacy that ensures a future for blind people throughout the country. Special giving programs are available through the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Points to consider when making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind. Will my gift serve to advance the mission of the NFB? Am I giving the most appropriate asset? Have I selected the best way to make my gift? Have I considered the tax consequences of my gift? Have I sought counsel from a competent advisor? Have I talked to the NFB planned giving officer about my gift? Benefits of making a gift to the NFB. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission. Receiving income tax savings through a charitable deduction. Making capital gain tax savings on contribution of some appreciated gifts. Providing retained payments for the life of a donor or other beneficiaries. Eliminating federal estate tax in certain situations, reducing estate settlement cost. Your gift will help us make the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children, provide hope for seniors losing vision, promote state and chapter programs, and provide information that will educate blind people, advance technology helpful to the blind, create a state-of-the-art library on blindness, train and inspire professionals working with the blind, provide critical information to parents of blind children, mentor blind people trying to find jobs. Your gift makes you a part of the NFB dream.